Hello?
Hey there, how's it going?
Pretty good?
Yes, sir, this is Thomas.
Yes. You're with Orbit.
Yes, sir, Orbit. So I read your inquiry, so I felt like I should directly or speak to you over the phone. So could you please tell me more about your beauty supply store? Like you have over like 1,000 products, so why you're only planning
Okay.
to sell 100 to 200?
Okay. Let me give you the whole picture. My brother-in-law owns a beauty supply store. I've been bugging him for a couple of years that he should put it online. So he calls me the other day and says, "Okay, I'm ready." I put a couple other people online here several years ago using Shopify. And I told him, yes, I'd help him out and get him started, get him up and running. I'd get back to him. But I know when I went through this before, it can get a little tedious going through and, selecting your storefront and getting everything working. And so I thought, well, maybe I can get a jump start on this. The initial plan is he is to bring the store up for his local customers that are coming in, so they have a place to go to see what he has in the store, to see if they want to come into the store and buy.
Okay.
And then to add on to that, some key products, because some of the stuff it's to ship a $2 eyebrow pencil doesn't make any sense. You can't do it,
Sure.
and so you've got to group your products and do all this. So the thought was, on the first pass, I was going to have him go through, identify all of his top-selling, most popular products that have the best margins, assuming most of them will be able to have enough margin to ship them.
Okay.
And so that was a starting point. So his store, it's bigger than a typical beauty supply store, probably 3-4 times the size. So he has a lot of inventory, but there'd be no way to put all that online reasonably. We can get a lot of the photos and all those kinds of things from the vendors themselves. They'll give that to us, and a lot of the text for the products and everything. But to bring it all together and put it into a structure is kind of what I was looking for, and not have to do quite all the grunt work myself and refigure things out that I figured out a couple of years ago. So how do you fit into that?
Well, listening to like all of that, like that totally makes me understand that what exactly you guys are looking for and what is the problem that you guys are facing. You just simply need not even just the whole company, you just need a team of professional designers and developers who can get this job done for you. And what I think that you should customize your own website, because what I've done in the past is we have designed a couple websites for natural beauty products, organic beauty products, and a couple of them's like a lot of stuff like for shampoos and for hair care, for skin care, and a lot of stuff. So do you have the specific niche of a brand or niche of a product, or you just like sell multiple beauty care or skin care products?
They multiple plus not only skin care, but they also have wigs and other things, even a small clothing line.
Oh, okay.
Could you, by the way, my email address is lloyd@mydeli.com,
Okay.
and if you can send me a link to some of those sites you're talking about,
I've already sent the website to the chat window, so if we both can take a look at the design together, so we can move forward with this. And you can tell me like what design you like the most, and I'm sharing what my team has been doing for the clients. I'll show you an e-commerce site for, I'm just like trying to show you some e-commerce stores. Products can be anything. Like you can upload any products. So what I'll show you I'll show you a couple of websites. Those are e-commerce. Don't look at the product, but look at the design of the site, that how it has been designed, what are the features that has been added to the site, what platform that we used. I'll answer all of your questions.
Okay, I see you're using what, pounds instead of dollars?
Not really. Like, just look at the design, because these
Okay,
websites look so
yeah.
expensive, but they're actually not.
Well,
And
and I've seen a lot of beauty supply. I'm at this point, and we would look through a number and find some general look and feel we like, and I would review it with him and make sure him and his wife agree, and then we could, as far as design, the question is how once we select a design, one of my concerns long term, even midterm, is that I assume most of the products and things we're gonna put in the site ourselves.
Exactly.
The
I'm coming to that point. Yeah, I'm coming to that
okay,
point. I'm going to
good.
help you out with that. So, first of
Okay.
all, we are going to discuss that what you guys need. You can tell me that. Based on that, I'll pitch you a package which are listed on our website. So, based on your requirements, like the number of products and some additional services that you need, I'll give you a detailed package list right now. Then you can choose the one based on your budget and based on your requirements as well. So as soon as you complete the transaction for that package, we will send you a link. And that link will take you to an internet questionnaire where you may fill out some basic information about your needs. Based on that information, my team would sit down, do some research. Then based on that provided instructions from your site, my team would meet to discuss the ideas for the website's basic layout that we'll design for you. Here comes the step two. So once the layout is completed, within 48 to 72 hours of that, you'll get to see those designs that we have designed for you. Two to three different concepts, different styles, different look and feel, like the whole e-commerce store will be in front of you. Then you can pick the one that you like the most. Or if there are any more modifications that you want to see, and we will make them based on your input. So as soon as you approve the layout, we will go to the next phase, which is adding the content to the website, such as like inner pages, designing the category sections, different product sections, uploading the products, uploading the photographs, uploading the content and videos or any extra information about your business. Then take care of the payment gateways. If the clients can securely pay you guys through credit card, debit card, PayPal, Cash App, Venmo, whatever suits them the best, they can simply go ahead and purchase your product. There will be different forms which will be uploaded, or there are more features like live chat bot, just like you came to my site and one of my representative got in touch with you just to see, just to check what exactly you're looking for, and you told them. So exactly like that, somebody can be on your chat, or if not, it can be automated as well, like a bot. So the bot can speak to the client like what they are looking for. So based on that, it will automatically share them the products that you guys are selling based on their requirement. So then once everything is done, the final phase comes, and it's to be put it on a test server. You'll put your website on a test server so you can play around with it just like any other website to see if there's any further adjustments that needs to be done and to check whether it's like working in every way. So only when once you're approved the whole website, then we will make it live and we will be ready to launch the website. The website would take around like 4 to 5 weeks to complete. However, this may take longer or be shorter depending on a variety of circumstances, including the quantity and character. Like that means like if you are speaking to us on a daily basis and the correspondence with us, so we can finish the website within the time that I've told you. And after that,
Okay.
you get the tech support as well, and you get the access to the
Okay.
CMS. That's the main part. Listen to this. So the CMS is something which is a content management system. So once the website is ready, we'll teach you how to use the CMS and on your own. So you can upload or delete any content, any picture, any product easily yourself by just like dragging and drop and pictures, videos, you can simply drag and drop or copy paste at the back end to make these changes. And so, so easy. It's just like for Facebook. You can simply go ahead and
is
use...
Is this your CMS or is it Shopify's?
It is. That's your choice. If you go with, if you want to go with Shopify, there's a certain fee that you need to pay each month to Shopify, not to us. You create your account with Shopify, but we will design and develop the website on your account professionally, custom designs. But you pay them the fee. That is like around $20 a month.
Because that's part of what I was looking for, that ultimately one of the things I got into before is one of the customers wanted some customizations done to Shopify. And I warned them, you know, you go down this road, the more you alter it, not only does it get expensive, but you run certain risks for support. So he said, no, I want it done. So I hired a programmer to make some changes and look and feel. Well, there were some issues that raised. Of course, Shopify comes back and says, sorry, you altered our code. You hired this outside firm. We cannot support you. And so I was caught in between, forced now to go out and pay the code programmer even more to fix things that she messed up on her own, but that's besides the point. And I just said, I don't want to get in that position again. I need some help, but I need to maintain total control over the site.
Yeah, so what I was saying is, once the website is live up and running, you get the tech support. By that, I mean that once the website is ready up and running, you have the credentials, you have the backend login access to the site, you can easily manage the site yourself. But if you want us to maintain the site for you, that is for free. The only payment you make, that is for the designing and development of the site. That would be upfront, and that would be just a one-time cost. We only have three packages for Shopify. One is for $5.99, second is for $13.99, and the last one, the best one is like for $24.99. Like that's the maximum. You don't go above that. And in that, that is included. Like I would say, the branding is included, logo designing, branding, your whole website store, payment gateways, payment integrations, social media accounts, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, total branding, like whatever you name it, you have that in that package. And that is the only payment you make. No future costs, no maintenance charges, nothing would be charged. That would be just a one-time cost, no monthly or ongoing charges. So that's the best benefit to work with an agency like us.
Okay. And comparing that to, now I go through Shopify, and let's say I find one of their templates, store templates that looks like it'll do the job. I think they used to charge like $200 or maybe $300-$400 for this template.
Yeah,
just
for the
template.
Use
that template. Yeah. And some of them work. Maybe not fantastic, but they work.
Yeah.
How does that compare? Are you kind of creating a template for us?
Well, I would say there are a few disadvantages of Shopify, like if you're going directly with them. First, that is a monthly charges. There is a monthly charges associated with it. You don't get the ownership rights. It's a service that you use as long as you pay for it. Although with us, it's just a one-time offer for lifetime, and you get the complete ownership of it as well. Second, your point, that is the template-based websites. They give you mainstream designs and outlooks. Whereas like with us, we can design the website based on the customized ideas, customized concepts. You can pour in your ideas. My team can pour in their ideas. Together, we make a new and unique website, which is a lot different than others. Shopify is an open source platform. Anybody can go pay $200, buy the template, and just like launch their store. I don't want you to do that. I don't want you to be like others. I want you to like stand out. If you do go custom, and by that, I don't mean that spend thousands of dollars. You're spending less based on that template-based website. You're spending less.
You're an alternative to Shopify.
not an alternative. We are an affiliation with them. We are working with Shopify. Like, we cannot say, like, Shopify is bad. I'm just saying that hire a good professional designer and a developer who will be working for you on Shopify. But they're not going to ask you to purchase a template. They're going to design their own template, but it will be designed on Shopify. You get it?
Okay, that's what I was trying to make sure I understood.
Yeah.
That when we sign in, would we be to upload the photos? Because you mentioned
easily.
You guys would upload the photos. We would do all the photo uploading, all the text, would take care of all that, per se.
True, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And would we be logging into, like, a Shopify account to do that, or your account to do that?
Optional. If you're getting our CMS, we'll give you that access to, or otherwise it can be done through Shopify easily as well.
Okay.
But just to save you from trouble, because usually my clients mess up. They don't know, like, how to manage that, but they mess up. Like, something is gone. So that's why we give free tech support. So we also teach the clients that how they can, like, manage the content. But if they still want us to take care of it, they're more than welcome. We won't be charging anything for that.
Okay, when it comes to issues like CEO management and some of those things, is that something that's included?
If it's related to the website SEO, that is basically not included. But once we are uploading the content on your website, like, the content means like the things which are written on the site. So if you'll use those keywords, which will help you generate the traffic. And SEO, we also offer SEO, but that is a separate service. You can purchase that later down the road. But if you're purchasing like a $2,600 package with me, I'll give you a 3 months of free SEO today. So 3 months of SEO could be done with us, like, we'll do the on-page and off-page SEO both. How it works, we will share some targeted keywords which are used once clients are purchasing the beauty products. They go on search engines like major search engines like Google, Bing, and Yahoo, and they search the product, and they just type the states that they're living in. For example, you are from Cali. I'm from Cali. I just go and type hair care products in Cali. I type this keyword. If your website is optimized with that keyword, your website could be on the top of the first page of Google, Bing, or Yahoo. So this is the benefit. The only benefit, I would say, if you do the SEO. And it's not that expensive. There's a second marketing thing, which is called PPC, pay per click. So pay per click is very, very effective, but it costs you a lot. It costs you per click. Doesn't matter the client purchased or not, like we do. We do the PPC, pay per click. You clicked on my website's link. You went on my website. I paid for that. I paid like $20 for each I would say connection. You and me are talking, it's costing me $15. Doesn't mean and doesn't prove that you're purchasing with me or not. That's on me. If I'm able to sell you something or not. So this is PPC. Yeah. This is very expensive but very effective. You are a client and you are a legit client. You are ready to purchase. Like you have the mind. You get it? And in the SEO, that's totally organic traffic. Once I'm ready to buy, I'll search that, and I'll be like, hey, I'll purchase that later. Okay, forget it. So that's the thing. That's the difference. And I'll give you the reports as well. I'll give you one thing. I'll find some competitors out there who are doing the same job as yours, and I'll share their stats with you, like a chart. That will prove that how they're performing, how many people are visiting their website, how many people are purchasing their products, et cetera, et cetera. So based on that information, that's going to help you build your website a lot more better than them. So I can help you out with this.
Okay. And let me ask this. Let's say we roll forward and I pick a template off Shopify and we get a little basic thing up and going.
Mm-hmm.
Then can I call and say, okay, now we need we need some other service. Maybe we need help straightening out or improving whatever
mm-hmm.
I've done.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing. And the other one, to have you do the SEO work
mm-hmm.
on some stuff we did. Can you do that kind of thing also?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay.
We also do the revamp of the site as well. And I'm not selling you anything today except for the website. Why? Because I want you to look at the work first. Once you're satisfied with the first work, then of course you'll bring me more business later down the road, and I'm 100% confident. It's not just me who will be working with you on this project. I have a team of designers and developers. I'll give you one dedicated project manager who will be connected with you 24/7, either on emails, either on text messages, either on phone calls. That's your choice. And whatever you have in mind, whatever feedback you have, that would be the right person to speak with. And that would be dedicatedly working with you only for your project. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that gives me a feel for what you have. I say I'm still in the exploration stage. I still have to I'm in California. And my brother-in-law's in Georgia,
okay.
just out of Atlanta.
Okay.
So, but I told him I wanted to do some preliminary work. I don't want to fly back there and start this until I have some groundwork and get some information from him. And so what I'm putting together now is something to send to him, price considerations and options and this kind of thing.
Let me ask you this. Wow, what's your budget?
Yeah. I think we'll spend what we have to spend.
All right.
I mean, we're probably in a range of $10,000-$15,000. But there's a number of things that need for a small website. He knows that, and I told him down the road. One gentleman I was working with, we hit $50,000 and nothing flat.
What?
Well, it was. That's a long story. I've been a web designer
uh-huh.
off and on. I'm retired now, and would prefer to stay retired. But he's my brother-in-law, so I'm out of retirement.
Well, and sir, to be honest.
I don't want to do all the work myself. I'll do the skeleton work, but then the fill-in, I'll give him a budget.
Yeah.
And I threw a figure out there of $10,000, $15,000 because I didn't want him to think
much.
He was going to do it for a couple thousand.
Sure,
I'm hoping
much.
It is. You can always go down.
Of course. No, not at all. Not at all. What I can promise
Plus, I'll have to confess to you, my services aren't going to be free. So don't say it won't be $10,000-$15,000.
It won't be. You have no idea. It's not going to cost you more than $5,000. That would include the SEO, not for just 3 months. It will include for the next 12 months and the whole website as well. And you have like a super duper, you just gave me an amount that is very big. So you don't have to spend a lot of that. I would say invest in the products, invest in the branding. I'll take care of the website for you in just like $2,000, I would say, just the website. If you go with the SEO, then probably $2,000 or $3,000 more. That's about it. Nothing else.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I was getting ready to – actually, I was looking around for – I was going to call Shopify and had some questions for them. Let me run
you cannot call them.
The questions by you.
That's another disadvantage, that you cannot talk to a live person if you're working directly with Shopify.
Yeah.
That's the question.
It'd be extended email. As far as, for example, they have a module you can build into, so it'll automatically calculate shipping for you, right?
Yep. I'll do that for you as well. If you need a
yeah.
shipping calculator and everything about it, we'll come to that point and we'll add that to the site too. Don't worry. Text calculator and shipping calculator, shipping merchant, payment merchant, everything.
Okay, because most of it will probably ship USPS because they're small boxes.
True.
And I didn't know if, like when dealing with some other companies like Etsy and eBay, for example, if you were to sell products to them, you get a pretty good shipping discount off the counter price of the postal service.
Yes, sir.
And would we qualify for that?
Of course, why not? For example, let me give you an example that how we work. For example, I quoted you $3,000 for like the website and branding, and you're about to pay, you're ready, then I'll take your zip code. I'll ask you for your zip code, and I'll see what are the discounted coupons available. It could be 500, it could be 200, it could be 50 as well. Getting my point.
Okay. I didn't know if as a companies can, you know, I can sign up, and I used to have both FedEx and UPS discounts because I, at that point I was manufacturing and shipping some large items.
Yes.
I didn't use Postal Service much.
Yes.
But I know I can sign up and get a business account for Postal Service, and I forget the name of it, but they I didn't know if it was can be built in or something I need to set up myself anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
The other issue has to do, like I said, he's got literally probably 1,000 products. I doubt, and he isn't going to want, we need a store directory or guide that literally shows all the products in his store. A lot of them aren't even going to have pictures. It'll have their name. It'll be a product and what products. But then some of them, and they'll be in categories, subcategories, and broken out.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them, however, will be available online. And so if they click on that product, then they get the pictures, they get the text, they get the other stuff. So it's all kind of integrated.
Okay.
Is that all a doable thing?
100%. So listening to that, so you're saying you're not going to sell like 1,000 online. You're going to start small. You're going to go with 200 to 500, I would say, right?
Probably in that range.
Okay.
We'll work that way.
All right.
Because he needs time to grow to determine. But I told him you just it's one thing to sell a wig online, which is a little bit harder. He may not even try because you got to try those things. Some things you got to touch and feel and try on. But you can't sell a $5 item that's going to take you $8 to ship.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, no one's going to buy it. You won't have a competitive price. So we've got to work through some of that and how you group the products. And you don't sell one product. You sell groups. These three items together, those five items together.
Yes, sir.
Or you allow the customer to group them to where they can go through the website, buy one thing here, and then go to another category, buy one or two things here, and then go to checkout, and it's all grouped for them, where it comes together in many cases. It's all going to fit in one box. So now there's a new shipping based on that group of products. Is that doable?
Right. That is totally customized. Once we are setting that up, there are multiple options and few of the options you just told me. So yeah, that means it is possible. So let's come to what I have to offer you. So I've sent you a message on the chat. Did you get it?
I may have the screens blanked out, so let me get it back up. No, I'm still looking at a website. Let me close it.
Which one are you looking at? Which website?
Whichever one.
Shopping
and you had highlighted there. I
did
closed
you like
out
that,
of it to go
way.
Back. I think they looked okay. Part of it is I would end up by turning to the shop owner to say, you look at these things and tell me, is this, I already asked him, go out and look on the internet, tell me, and find things that you like the look and feel of.
That's the point.
And he hasn't quite done that yet, so I have the feeling I've got to come up with some examples, four or five links, and say, look at these five things and tell me which one you like. And then let him pick one or two and then find two or three options of that and give them to him again. Say, now look at this and see what you like. to get him to that point.
And, you know, it plays with your psyche. Let me explain. I want to buy, I would say, just a pillow. I would say I need to buy a pillow. I go to Google and just type like buy pillows in California. Then the website comes. That is oliverandrusts.com. So if I open that website, if I'm looking at the products, and they're displayed so beautifully, that attracts the client. That would attract me. Like that, by looking at the pictures and the design and look and feel of that website, I would be like, I'm purchasing this product from them for sure, because I need the product and they're selling it so beautifully. So I would definitely purchase. So here comes the designing part. So once the website is designed so beautifully, even though like the pillow, the original cost for that pillow, let's say it's $20, and I can purchase that for $75 as well if it's displayed so beautifully and professionally. Getting my point?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So anyway.
Let me come back to kind of a starting point. Mm-hmm. You made a comment about, gee, you go to Shopify, you got a monthly fee. Starts at $175 a month, then you can up it to the next level.
That's too much. No, you just have to pay $20 to them just to maintain your account. That's it. Rest is up to you. Rest is up to us.
But let's say I go out and I get this, because the one I'm looking at, it's a lower level one, it's $79 or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so I pick a theme and say, okay, and get him started.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a herky-jerky thing,
mm-hmm,
to withdraw to find out what's going to work, what's not going to work for him.
Yeah.
It won't take that long. And I told him I don't want to put in a whole lot of products.
Yeah.
Until we get to an evaluation point.
Yeah.
So we get something sort of up and running.
Yeah.
Then I call and say, okay, now you can kind of see what we're up to, what we've done, what we haven't done.
Mm-hmm.
And would we then be able to work together to where you take that and then mold it into your design? Or
we can simply revamp.
From that point.
We can simply revamp it and, of course, yeah, mold it into our design. So we can work from our site. And by paying us a one-time cost, that doesn't mean that your money is totally lost in case you don't like the work that we provide. For example, you paid me for the package that you liked, and that's $2,500 to $3,000 you paid me right away. And then we start working on the website, and after a month, once the website is about to go live, then you're like, I don't like the design. I don't like the quality that you promised me, Thomas. That money that you paid in the start, that goes back to you 100%. You don't keep anything if the client doesn't like the work.
And how many customers would you say you have?
A lot of them. I would say a lot of them. Would you like to see some of the comments that the client has made for us?
Not the comments. I'd like to see the clients. I'll give you my email.
Uh-huh.
And if you could put together, well, some of what we talked about, not so much the sales side, but the cost, some of the options for the basic site, for the SEO. What is not clear in my mind yet is,
mm-hmm,
the separation is whether or not, are you using the Shopify platform or are you divorcing yourself from them?
Let me explain. There are different how agencies work. They use all of the platforms which are available, like Shopify, like Square, then the WordPress, then custom PHP, then Laravel. So these are the platforms which are used and the websites are made on these sites. Shopify is something which is a monthly platform and accessible to anyone. Then here comes WordPress, custom PHP, and Laravel. Not everybody understands like how to develop a site on that platform. That is a customized and a professional platform. And that is professional, that is expensive, that is something which is doable and which is useful. So I would recommend, like if I were at your place talking to me, I would choose a custom platform. Because if I'm hiring somebody for a job, then of course I would give them what they're expert at. So if they're expert at customizing the sites and designing the sites in a different way, in a customized way, so I would, of course, allow them to go with that. The price is not, like, price doesn't matter. Like, if you're choosing Shopify, if you're choosing WordPress, the price is exactly the same. But Shopify is something which is accessible to everyone out there. Anybody can come to Shopify, design their own website, and sell like crazy. But you have to stand out. That's the whole point that I'm trying to explain. Whatever platform you require, we'll design your site on that, sir.
I understand. The problem I have with the total custom site is it locks you into that site.
No, it doesn't lock you in.
You don't have it. Yeah.
It doesn't lock you in anywhere. It's just a simple website. You get the CMS. That is a software, easiest software that I would say. Easy to drag and drop images, easy to like navigate, easy to change anything onto the site, super easy. The main part is the coding, which has been already done by the team. Then there comes the CMS software that I'm trying to explain to you, which is most important for the clients because they own the website. If you guys are the owners of the business, why don't you own the website? Why you're paying for it every month? That's the thing I always explain to my clients, ask my clients too, that why you guys are paying a monthly charge for your business. Why don't you just like pay
part
a one-time
of,
cost?
Part of it is to have the stability. Shopify has a known name. They've been around a long time, and they're going to be around for a long time longer.
Absolutely.
And so they have the stability of that name and the name recognition, if you will.
Absolutely.
The word, and so you know the word customize, when I had my development hat on, that was music to my ears.
Yeah.
When I put the other hat on as the owner, the more customized you are, the more you're in a box, the less flexible you are.
True. But
so
I'm talking big
it's
right
that
here.
Balance.
I always talk big. Yeah. Okay, name a brand that you wear. What do you wear? Adidas, Nike, or Under Armour, what do you wear?
I don't pay that much attention.
Let's say
a little bit of each of them. I try to avoid Nike anymore, but that's for political reasons.
Okay, let's say you wear Adidas. If you go on Adidas websites or any big brand or any mediocre brand, and no website has been made on Shopify, you can see that. Only small businesses, people who are starting, who doesn't have a lot of budget, they have just $1,000, $2,000 budget, they design the websites on Shopify. If you see big brands out there, you name it, any brand like Tesla, Apple, Samsung, anything. Nothing is made on Shopify. Nothing at all. So that's why I'm recommending something big.
But he's not going to be a Tesla. He's not going to be
big. Just an example, sir. Just an example.
One,
everybody who starts.
He's one small store.
Everybody who
now,
starts.
Now, granted,
new
he
business.
Wants to expand it. But,
yeah,
okay.
Exactly. I agree. If I'm starting a business, in my mind, I'm already a millionaire because I want my brand to be on the top one day for sure. Everybody does that who is investing money in their own business. So let's just say it's not your personal idea for this business. It's your brother-in-law's idea, for example. And if you talk to Noah about this, and he must agree with me. He will be like, yeah, I want to be on the top. If I'm investing my time, if I'm investing my money into some business, I want it to be on the top one day. And he would definitely agree with me. So that's why I talk about the bigger picture, and I'm talking about the bigger picture, but it's not bigger money. That's the main thing you should be concerned of. I'm not asking you to pay me $10,000, $15,000, $2,000. It's just like $2,000,
well,
maybe $2,500.
That's
about
interesting.
It.
And so what's going through my mind is I can have my cake and eat it too, meaning I can start off using Shopify to help define what he really wants, because he's not sure. And I told him, I don't know your business, so I can't make these decisions for you. So I said, we'll work together and we'll work this out. You can find things you like and feel. We'll try this and we'll try that. But down the road, and I've got even in my preliminary write-up, I said after the initial launch of a Shopify site, then it gets reviewed and basically is going to get redone.
Okay, that makes sense.
Using what we did to define what we truly want. He says, you know, I really like this. I don't like that. Well, instead of spending a whole lot of money customizing something only to have them say, nah, I don't like that. I don't want to go through that. I've done that a few times.
I got your point, yeah.
I kind of like what I hear, and I suspect we're at some point going to be talking some more.
For sure, for sure.
It's only a matter of how it shakes out over the next month or so. I haven't flown back there to meet with him and sit down. I told him he wanted me to come back now, and I said, no, I got some homework to do on this. But he knows his other brother-in-law that uses Shopify.
Okay.
Of course, he ended up by having to hire a designer and a photographer and one other person, and they spent 4 months to finish it off, which had to have cost him at least $20,000, $25,000. And I'm thinking, had he just listened to it, you know, anyway, I don't want to go down that road. This guy does not have a deep enough pocket to do that. He just wants the basic website up and running.
However, I'll do that for you.
Once he gets that basic up and running, I know he's going to want more.
Let's start basic. Anyway. Let's start slow. I don't want you to spend a lot. Just put down some money, like a bit of it. I can show you the work, and I'm sure you guys will like it. Noah would love it. And you said that in the start that he's ready to go online. So how soon we are starting?
Well, it starts once I fly back there and sit down with him and go back. It's been a couple of years since he's actually expanded his into a bigger store since I was back there and saw it last time. He's very organized. Yeah, he's Korean. My wife is Korean, and that's why he's my brother-in-law.
How about plan a team meet together, like over the Zoom or a Google Meet, so we can sit down together and we can meet each other and discuss a few things?
At some point, perhaps. We're not at that point. I'm exploring. He works 12 hours a day, 6 and 7 days a week, and so I have to do as much as I can without sidetracking him much. So I'm feeling my way through it.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of committed to get him there. Now I have to figure out the steps to go. Let's do this for the next step. If you can send me an email, and that I gave it to, did you write that down?
I just got, hang on.
It's Lloyd,
get it. Lloyd at?
It's Lloyd at mydeli.com.
How do you spell it? How do you spell it?
M-Y-D-E-L-I.
.com. Got it, sir. So what I'll send you is I'll send you two different packages, two different pricing for the SEO, how it's going to be done, some steps that we follow to work with you, how we work, whatever I've explained over the phone. It will be written in the email as well. And if you can provide me his email address, I can put him in the CC so you both can take a look at it.
I don't want that to happen yet because it's just going to confuse things.
Okay, sure.
I want to keep control of that thread.
All right, sure, perfect.
And the other thing I need is references to websites that are, especially if they're beauty related, that you've done.
Absolutely. I'll get in touch with my clients tomorrow, and I'll speak to them who is comfortable speaking with a new client, because I cannot provide like details right away. I'll speak to a couple of them tomorrow.
You don't have to. I don't need their names. All I need is their website, which is public.
Oh, okay. I can do one
just
more
examples.
thing just for your satisfaction. I'll get in touch with the owner of the site, and I'll ask him or her if they're comfortable to talk to you, and I'll mention their contact information along with their website. You can speak to them, and you can just ask them that how we worked for them in the past. So that will give you a picture of how we can work for you. Okay?
That'll do it. Yep.
Perfect. Sounds good, sir. Really nice talking to you. I'll send you the email probably by the day and today or tomorrow, first thing in the morning. All right?
That's plenty soon. Anytime in the next couple of days will work.
Absolutely, sir. So just give me a day or two. I'll be right back with you.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Nice talking to you. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Thank you. Bye.
Anything else?